When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold. Every Tuesdays here on the Bart Winkler Show until it's no longer on Tuesdays. Programming note, we're giving you the entire summer to wrap your mind around the fact that the Bartometer and Call or Fold will change places. Right,
well, I don't know. We never announced that officially.
We are not doing two things in one night.
Okay. Well, what, you don't do anything for the Bartometer.
I have to set the Bartometer up. Like, ever since I came over, who do you think is oiling it, calibrating it, lugging it around? You don't pick this damn thing up. I have to plug it in. And it's heavy. You've got
it's hard to yes and this one when that's counteracting everything we've ever said about the Bartometer, but I'll just let it be.
Whatever. People don't listen to our continuity anyway. There's no BCU. You know, we don't have to worry about the comic book nerds coming to take us apart here. Anyway, call or fold. For now, it's on Tuesdays.
I'm one of those guys.
I agree. It is every Tuesday for now. It's basically by ourselves, but better. Because we got a lot of jazz music that's non-copyrighted, so no one can come after us. I will give Bart the stories of the day/week, and he will call, fold, and occasionally raise something. Let's start here, Bart. Spoke a lot about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers and his introduction to the media today. Everything's in a honeymoon phase as he becomes acclimated to Pittsburgh, but it's worth noting that this might be his last stop. His deal's only for this season. Worth 15 M's, so to speak. There are a couple of escalators that could kick things up depending on how he performs.
Yeah, he's got to, like, win an MVP and win the Super Bowl to get that $20 million.
Yeah, he's probably not going to get that. So this could be his last ride while also mentoring the Steelers' draft pick of Will Howard, who Rodgers gave a glowing review of so far. He said he looked very good in camp, and he's going to do everything he can to help him out. So consider this a redshirt year for Will Howard. Call or fold. The future of the Steelers' quarterback room is on their roster right now.
Let's fold that one.
Fold.
No, the Steelers, you know, they're probably going to be like they always are, right? 9-7. they're going to draft a quarterback next year in the first round. So how about this? I just found a mock draft, and the mock draft that I found has them drafting 15th, taking Cade Klubnik out of Clemson.
Oof.
Yeah. The mock draft has Arch Manning going 1 to the Saints. Drew Aller, 5 to the Jets. Garrett Nussmeier, 7 to the Raiders. Lenoris Sellers going 8 to the Colts.
I kind of like that.
And then Klubnik, 15 to the Steelers. Is there another quarterback? I mean, a lot of this changes. Remember, Shedeur Sanders was a number one pick at one point this time last year. But there'll be quarterbacks. Even the kid out of Arizona State. I say that because I don't know if it's Leavitt or Leavitt.
I bet it's Leavitt. Will Leavitt.
Sam.
Sam Leavitt. Why the hell did I say Will Leavitt? Why who?
Will Levis.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
They're going to take a quarterback next year in the draft, so that will be more likely who their quarterback of the future will be. So for the first one, I will put the cards down, and I will fold.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to pass on every quarterback in the first round. They'll take Carson Beck for no reason whatsoever. That's what they do.
CB.
Next story here, or next deal of cards, if you will. Davante Adams has only been in Los Angeles for one season, but the Rams' new wide receiver said he feels rejuvenated compared to his last few NFL seasons. Adams was traded from the Raiders to the Jets last season, and then he signed a 2-year deal with the Rams after he was released by New York in March. Here's Davante on what excites him about his new team.
It's just about ball. It's no other BS, and It's got a really good quarterback in here. Got a really good young team that shows a lot of promise and was obviously really close to being able to have a chance at the whole thing last year. So just knowing how hungry this team is and seeing the work that they're still putting in after having a year like last year, it just kind of confirms that I'm in the right place.
Between the Jets and the Raiders, he got just over 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns on the season. Call or fold? Davante Adams is a marginal upgrade over Cooper Kupp.
Fold.
Fold.
He should be a big upgrade. Now, Cooper Kupp and his prime was maybe the top guy in the league for a little bit there. Davante, I still think, is one of the best route runners that the game has. Going back however many years you want to do that. Cooper Kupp is not that good anymore. Is that too harsh?
The Rams seem to think so. That's why they jettisoned him.
Yeah, and he's in Seattle?
Yeah. Stay locked in for those two revenge games.
Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, boy, 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 boy. I think Davante Adams was a really good pickup for the Rams. Him and Puka Nacua could be as good of a 1-2 as you have. Now, is Davante at his peak? Probably not. But I think the drop-off, if there is one, is a lot less extreme than Cooper Kupp's tired legs running around.
Puka's locked in for wide receiver 1. I'm targeting.
Devontae's wide receiver 2.
Cool. We're in agreement there. Let's go to the next set of cards here. Following the passing of Jim Irsay, there is new ownership in Indianapolis. Irsay's 3 daughters will be running the show, with Carly Irsay Gordon being the principal owner and team CEO. Here's Irsay Gordon's response when asked about her general manager and head coach, which is Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen, respectively.
We have a standard here, and it hasn't been good enough. And, you know, winning is great, but I would even take it a step further and saying, you know, we're really committed to being the best. And if we're the best, we will win games. And I think Chris and Shane are totally capable of doing that, and we're confident that they can.
How about me using that audio? The Colts missed the playoffs last season for the 4th straight season, and they have not won the AFC South since 2014, which makes them the only team in the division to have not won a division in that time frame. Call or fold? The Colts should clean house and go full rebuild, regardless of how this season plays out.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you mean like fire the GM and coach?
Yep.
Fold. I don't think we've seen enough from Steichen yet. And he's got a 500 record. They were 9-8. They were 8-9. They haven't really had a quarterback. Who was the quarterback 2 years ago? Was it...
Wasn't it Carson Wentz?
Yeah, no. When they had Anthony... Oh, they had Anthony Richardson and they had Minshew.
Yeah, and then they had Joe Flacco for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, they got to figure out what the hell they're doing with Anthony Richardson. Everything starts there.
I don't think we're going to see him play at all this season.
You think it's going to be that long?
You get a second opinion and you're talking about your throwing shoulder... I don't know if we see him throw a pass, period. But definitely not this season.
So Daniel Jones is QB1?
By default. They're going to stink.
So I've already done some fantasy football best balls and have been taking Anthony Richardson in every draft. Was that a mistake?
Oh, yeah. Unless he does a Terrell Pryor and becomes a wide receiver or a tight end or something. I don't know if Anthony Richardson even believes he can be a quarterback anymore. I feel like the Colts have destroyed him.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't make that pick. Somebody else made that pick for them. They've always treated it like they were stuck with him. They made the pick. It was pick number 4. They made the pick. Why do they hate him so much? I don't get it.
I don't either. All right, let's switch gears. Let's go to the NBA. It seemed like the Knicks had a plan when they fired Tom Thibodeau after falling short to the Pacers in 6 games. But here's the reported wish list so far. Jason Kidd, Chris Finch, Ime Udoka. What do they all have in common? They all already have jobs. So we went from Johnny Bryan being the clear-cut possible favorite to who the hell knows what the Knicks are doing, which makes me think the James Dolan dysfunction is full tilt and back. Call or fold, even if he was made available, Jason Kidd is actually better off in Dallas.
I will fold on that one, too.
Fold.
Well, I don't know. Who would you rather play for? A GM that's listening to the beat of his own drum or an owner who couldn't stay away even though he was really proud of staying away?
No. If I'm Jason Kidd, I'm staying right where I'm at, man. Because when an ownership starts to meddle and we see owners do not know what the hell they're doing, Woody Johnson, Jets, James Dolan, Knicks,
You know, like that, you can't get rid of that stink. There's no one to fire you. You're the owner. I think you stay the course in Dallas because if things go south, you're going to draft Cooper Flagg. I don't think things are going to go south. But if they do, Nico Harrison is the pound of flesh that everybody wants. The fans still want his ass out of there. So I think you can pull a Bill Belichick and get total control. Maybe Brad Stevens-like if you stay with Dallas. I would just ride that one out.
Yeah, I think what I did is I had a 10-7 and I folded it, and then it hit 8-9 jack. Or no, 6-8-9. Just came up on the board. So I regret that fold. I should have played. I should have called. Because you're right. And then whoever goes to the Knicks, they just fired a guy who made the Eastern Conference Finals. And so you're going to be expected to do at least that. Even though Kidd made the finals a couple years ago, he's got the shield of Nico Harrison being a moron. You're right. Yeah, I misplayed that hand. You're right.
So I always say to see the river.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Oh, all right. So we get an official change here?
Cold.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pay to see the river.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then people like read, they read you, and then they're like, he folds bad hands.
Oh, that's why I wear shades and a hat when I play. All right, last one here. We talked about a surprising release in WWE last week when the biggest name on that cut sheet was Ron Killings, better known as R-Truth. Well, fast forward to Money in the Bank, their live premium event or whatever the hell they're calling pay-per-views now. John Cena is attacked from behind by R-Truth. Collarfold, WWE fans bullied the company into rehiring R-Truth.
Oh, that's a raise.
Oh, what a big man you are.
I mean, they basically admitted it as such. And he's going to go by Ron Killings now, his real name.
Oh, so I did not catch that.
Yeah, so that when he, like, that was part of it. Because I don't think he trusts these guys. So he can be Ron Killings afterwards if he goes somewhere else or if he does, you know, just promotional events. And then he can make money off that and the Truth merchandise. So the fans bullied him, but then the locker room was pretty pissed that he was gone too. So they had to like do damage control. And then Triple H says, "You enjoying the show? All part of the show, man. Don't be a liar. Don't do that. That's stupid, and that made me angry."
Agreed. And TKO, just lay off of the damn corporate scripts and sponsorships. We can smell your stink coming a mile away. And that's Caller Fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.